You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
Now, let's talk about something that's very important at the time of Ghaibah. This is something that we discuss. Because when we're in the occultation, we're waiting for the reappearance of the Imam. One very important discussion that concerns waiting for the reappearance of the Imam is the signs of reappearance. Alaim al-Dhuhur. Basically, we have two types of signs. Al-Alaim al-Hatmiyya, Al-Alaim ghayr al-Hatmiyya. The definite signs and the indefinite signs. The ahadith themselves classified the signs into two categories. The definite hatmi signs and the indefinite ghair hatmi signs. Basically, the hatmi signs, the definite signs, are those that will emerge right before the reappearance of the Imam. Such that when one of these signs occur, we know that the reappearance of the Imam is imminent. It's within a few months, sometimes within a few days. So these signs are a warning for the world that the Mahdi is about to reappear. Seriously be prepared. It's not going to be hundreds and thousands of years, no. The Imam is about to reappear. And this, by the way, is God's way of completing His proof on creation. So that when the Mahdi reappears, no one says, oh, I didn't know, how did I know, I wasn't prepared, I didn't see this coming. Allah will say, no, no, I gave you five signs that the Prophet and the Imams discussed over 1,000 years ago. And these five signs are preparing you that the Mahdi is about to reappear. So get ready for that. That's the role of Al-Alaim Al-Hatmiyya. Then we'll talk about the alamat ghayr al-hatmiyya. There are five definite signs. The first of them is that there will be a divine call from the sky. A hadith indicate that this will most likely happen on a Thursday night in the month of Ramadan on the night of the 23rd of Ramadan, which is what? The greater Laylatul Qadr, the major night of power. So at night, this will be Laylatul Jum'ah. The day of, people will hear a divine call coming from the heavens, from the sky. So that will be on the 23rd of Ramadan. In one hadith, Al-Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam also states it's going to be in an odd year. In the Hijri calendar, we're now in which year? 1440, that's an even year. So the Imam alayhi salam says this will happen in an odd year, in the month of Ramadan, on a Friday, which will coincide with the 23rd. We have a number of hadiths about that. Now how does this call or divine cry take shape? In one hadith, Abu Hamza al-Thimani, he says, I asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam about this, how the call will be. The Imam alayhi salam says, Yunadi munadin min as-sama'i awwal an-nahar. The beginning of day, a person will call from the heavens. Other ahadith explain that it is Jibra'il who makes that call. Yasma'ahu kullu qawmin bi-al-sinatihim. People of languages, multiple languages, will hear the cry and the call in their own language. So Jibra'il makes one call, but subhanAllah, the way God delivers that call is that people will hear it in their own respective languages. So no one has an excuse, ah, this was in Arabic, this was in another language, I don't understand it. What language do you speak? You will hear the cry in that language. So everyone can hear it. What does the call state? According to this hadith, أَلَا إِنَّ الْحَقَّ فِي عَلِيٍ وَشِيعَتِهِ. The truth is with Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and his followers. And then, after stating that, Jibra'il says that the Mahdi, the Qa'im, is about to reappear, so get ready. This is a divine call that everyone will hear. In fact, the hadith says even people who are resting in their rooms, it will shake them and shake the ground so loudly that people will come out of their rooms. They'll go out in the courtyard thinking something's happening, like a natural disaster or something. That's how powerful the sayha is. It's not to be missed. Even if someone's sleeping, it'll wake them up. Now, that's the first sayha. Then Iblis, when he hears Jibra'il making that call, he loses hope. He despairs. Because now people are getting ready for the Mahdi. And he doesn't. So what does Iblis do? At the end of that same day, he makes a universal call. And he says in his call, أَلَا إِنَّ الْحَقَّ فِي الصُّفْيَانِ وَالشِّيَعَةِ. No, the truth is with the Sufyani and his followers. The Imam alayhi salam says, the one who has a disease in his heart, who carries the enmity of Ahlul Bayt, will follow the second call, not the first call. The believers will follow the first call. Those who have a disease in their heart, they have a stubbornness with the Ahlul Bayt, they will follow the second call. So, we have a number of hadiths about this. That this is one of the definite signs that will happen before the reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam. And many ahadith indicate this happens about 2 months and a half before the reappearance of the Imam. We're talking about maybe 50 days. So from the time that the sayha has heard globally until the time actually reappears from Mecca, this will take about 2 months and a half. There's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and when she was asked about the sayha, tell us about the call. Remember, the Prophet is talking about this. This is how important it is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this sayha is going to be on a Thursday night in the middle of the month of Ramadan. The person who's sleeping will wake up. The one who's sinning will stand up. And it will be in a year with a lot of earthquakes and a very cold year that has a cold spell. And then the Prophet ﷺ says that once you hear that call, take this seriously. There will be danger everywhere. Go in your homes, lock your doors, and be ready to hear that the Mahdi has reappeared. So you go and join the Imam. And the Prophet ﷺ says, go and pray to Allah to save you, because those are difficult days. He says, go into sujood and say, Subhan al-Quddus, Subhan al-Quddus, Rabbun al-Quddus. Oh Allah, we resort to you. Help us in these very trying times. So this is the first of the signs. The second of the signs is the emergence of the Sufyani. This is considered one of the definite signs that directly precedes the appearance of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi. As-Sufyani is a man who goes back to the cursed tree of Bani Umayyah. He is from the descendants of who? Abu Sufyan. The descendants of the family of Abu Sufyan. His name is Uthman ibn Ambasa. That's his name. Uthman, the son of Ambasa. And Sufyani has inherited from his fathers and grandfathers the hatred of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. And we find that the Sufyani, according to our hadiths, he leads a revolution in Sham, the Levant area, the Damascus area. And he will command the rule of Sham. He will try to also send armies to Hijaz and elsewhere. But his headquarters will be in the Damascus area. He will try to kill the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, when he talked about As-Sufyani once, he says he will march with 70,000 strong soldiers towards Iraq and Kufa and Basra. So he will send a massive army to Iraq. He will also send a massive army south to Hijaz. ثُمَّ يَدُورُ الْأَمْصَارَ وَالْأَقْطَارِ. He will go around spreading mischief. He kills the scholars. He will burn copies of the Quran. He will destroy the mosques and desecrate the mosques. And he will order his people to start a path of entertainment where they bring female singers and also musical instruments to dance and party. And he will tell his people that everything that's haram, I've made it halal to you now. So he legalizes everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, declared haram. And then he will bring the kids. This is very painful. He will bring the children, especially the children of the believers. And the hadith states, وَيَغْلِي الزَّيْتَ لَهُمْ أو يُغْلِي الزَّيْتَ لَهُمْ. He will get basically a pot of boiling oil. And he will kill those children in this very heinous way. And then the Imam alayhi salam, listen to what he says. فَيَأْخُذُ مِنْهُمْ اثنين اسمهما حسن وحسين فيصلبهما. He will go after two people called Hassan and Hussein, and he will crucify them. In fact, the hadith says, another hadith says, anyone whose name is Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein in Medina and in surrounding areas, they will be slaughtered. So it will be very difficult times for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Once he kills these two people, Hassan and Hussein, and he crucifies them, and their kids, their two kids called Hassan and Hussein, once he does that, basically their blood will boil, just like the blood of Yahya alayhi salam boiled. When Sufyani sees that sign, he knows that God is sending down his wrath. So he leaves Iraq and he goes back to Damascus to feel safe and secure over there. And he starts his partying there. Now, one hadith says he will emerge in the month of Rajab. His banner will be a red one. And we also have even some hadiths describing his physical characteristics. He's reddish, he's kind of blonde, azraq, he's blue, probably the hadith means he's blue-eyed. لَمْ يَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ قَطْ. He never worshipped Allah a single day. He never has gone to Mecca and Medina to do any acts of worship. His face looks like a beast. Yani he's so wild and he's so mischievous. He's very bulky and strong. And basically, you know, in the end, after the Imam alayhi salam settles in Kufa, after he reappears, the Imam alayhi salam will go to Syria and he will get rid of him. Now, one of the very important signs, which is the third sign that we'll examine next week, inshallah. The next sign is what? Is that the army of Sufyani will be swallowed by the earth. This is something that we will examine. Because he will send 70,000 people. When he hears the Mahdi is about to come out from Mecca, he sends them to Medina. They desecrate the city of Medina. From Medina, they're going south to Mecca. It's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets rid of them. This is from the definite signs that we'll examine. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.